The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
I don't think an indictment can actually come forward now. The main witness is going to be a perjuring liar on the witness stand. If he uses Cohn as a witness, he could actually lose his bar license.
And in the short run, it's going to help Donald Trump. It's going to cause people to rally around him.
You cannot question his belief that we are in a dark chapter of American history and he is under constant attack.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
I have every reason to be in a perfect mood. What a weekend. What a time to be alive. I get to do this for a living. Politics right now is robust. We're having some intense debates in America. I have wonderful news. We soared past our Food for the Poor campaign goal thanks to your generosity. And collectively, our company has raised over $500,000 for needy and poor people all over the world. I feel great about that. I got to hang out in Seattle with some great, great partners to the Mike Gallagher Show, the Relief Factor team. I saw Johnny Mathis in person Saturday night, 87 years young, and he's still got it. One of my favorite TV shows is back, Succession, over on HBO. Or I guess now it's HBO Max. And yet, I'm filled with this sense of dread over this battle between Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. And maybe I just got to shake it off and just, you know, hey, let the chips fall where they may. My buddy Mark Davis in Dallas relishes the battle between Trump and DeSantis. He thinks it's the greatest thing in the world. And I said, well, Mark, I think you're looking at it through the lens of being a talk show host. Yeah, we can get the popcorn out, but how good is this going to be for the party? How good is it going to be for the country? How good is that going to be for the American people? We love them both. Americans appreciate both Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. And the two of them going at each other is awful. I hate it. And I don't think I'm alone. So Saturday night, here's Trump in Waco, Texas. Huge rally, thousands and thousands of enthusiastic people. Trump was Trump, questioning the outcome of the election, going after Alvin Bragg, as he should, prosecutorial misconduct. Right, that's the right way to describe what Alvin Bragg might be doing. The Trump grand jury set to meet again today. They got the indictment watch going on. Who knows? And Trump was, you know, on fire, having a great time Saturday in Waco. But the crowd was raucous, and they loved every minute of it, except for when he went after Ron DeSantis. Here's a clip from Trump's rally in Waco. Notice how quiet, how subdued, how muted the crowd of enthusiastic Trump supporters becomes when he starts ripping Ron DeSantis.
But I'm a loyalist, and when a man comes to me, tears in his eyes, he's at almost nothing in the polls, and he's fighting somebody that's at 42, and he's got almost $30 million in the bank. He's at almost nothing. He's got no cash. And I say, I can't give you an endorsement. There's no way you can win. You're dead. But he fought a little bit, like 150. He was certainly no Jim Jordan, that I can tell you. He fought a little bit, just a little bit, on impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, meaning on television, because I didn't know him very well. But I saw him, so he came and he really wanted. I said, you can't win, can you? How do you can win? Sir, if you endorse me, I'll win. Please. please, sir, endorse me. And I said, all right, let's give it a shot, because honestly, the Secretary of Agriculture, Adam Putnam, good man, but I never met him. I didn't know him. So I don't feel guilty about it. You know, if you don't know somebody, I wish I knew him, actually. You want to know the truth? I wouldn't have done this. So what happened is I said, let's give it a shot, Ron. And I endorsed him, and he became like a rocket ship. Within one day, the race was over. He got the nomination.
And it's a little bit hard to tell because, and I apologize that clip is a little out, the audio is out of context because, I mean, you could play other parts of it and you just hear how excited the crowd is on all of his other lines. I mean, here was the crowd reacting to him going after this goofy rogue district attorney in Manhattan, Alvin Bragg, who wants to bring an indictment against Trump over Stormy Daniels.
People see it's and they go and they say it's unfair. This is really prosecutorial misconduct. That's what it's called. The innocence of people makes no difference whatsoever to these radical left maniacs. Prosecutorial misconduct is their new tool, and they are willing to use it at levels never seen before.
Now, again, you hear how raucous the crowd can get, and they're loud, and they're cheering. They're not cheering him ripping Ron DeSantis. And to me, the takeaway is a lot of people feel exactly the way I do. And I don't understand this. If Trump and DeSantis teamed up, if they could broker a deal, and that could still happen. That might happen by 2024. A lot could happen between now and the primary season. And they, in my view, they're unstoppable. How can they not see that? How does Trump not see that? How does DeSantis not see that? And short of that happening, I'm sorry, I wish Governor DeSantis would sit this one out. I'm afraid Trump is going to damage DeSantis so badly that he won't be around to run in 2028. It's going to be Jeb Bush 2.0, because Trump is going after DeSantis big time. We've got real problems in this country that need to be fixed. And I'll be honest, I'm going to be really blunt. Trump and DeSantis going at each other is my worst political nightmare. I hate it. And isn't it weird how different people have such different perspectives? My friend Mark Davis in Dallas relishes this. He cherishes this. I love the choice, he said. I think this is great. Millions and millions of people get to decide between Trump and DeSantis. Now, I don't know what Mark's, if Mark has an agenda. I mean, he's a great guy. He's an honest guy. I suspect he's leaning towards DeSantis, but I could be wrong. Mark is very big about letting the game come to us, and we got to let the game come to us. So maybe that's not fair. But I can see somebody who wants DeSantis to be the nominee not liking my suggestion that DeSantis sits this one out. I wonder what you make of it. Let's tackle it together here on a Monday in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Spring has sprung. It's spring 2023. The months, the years are flying by. Our number is 800-655-MIKE. I can't be alone here. I don't think I'm the only one who feels this way. I just wish this wasn't happening. And I hate this process. I hate these two strong A-type personalities and effective Republicans going for each other's jugular veins. I hate it. I hate it with every fiber of my being. But maybe you don't. Let's find out. I mean, do you agree with me that it would, at this point, with Trump surging in the polls, with him widening his lead over DeSantis, it would absolutely be the best thing for, and if they're not going to team up, that Ron DeSantis should take his time, sit this one out, let Trump have it in 2024, let him be the nominee, and, you know, sort of keep his powder dry, Ron DeSantis, until 2028. 800-655-MIKE, our toll-free number as we welcome you aboard. Let me get your take on it. 800-655-6453. Hope you join us.
So-called criminal justice reform is endangering your right to own a gun. Find out how you can protect your family by reading In Defense of the Second Amendment, new from Regnery Publishing.
When I'm feeling blue, the guitar's coming through to soothe me.
A year ago, I was well over 50 pounds overweight, but I needed a simple plan that worked with my lifestyle. I found that and so much more with PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. I'm 53 pounds lighter than I was, and I feel better than I have in years. The program is super simple. Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team customize a plan for your body to make it simple, because weight loss shouldn't be hard. They even provide 80% of your food at no additional cost. They treat the entire person. Dr. Ashley believes that all change starts with the mind. She'll help you change your behavior and think differently about food and the way you eat. You'll never gain the weight back. Best thing about this program, they have an 85% success rate of their clients maintaining their weight loss for life, because they have a lifetime maintenance plan to keep us on track. And maintenance, best part of all, it's absolutely free. If you're looking to lose that weight and keep it off forever, go to myphdweightloss.com today. Sign up for your consultation. Better yet, give them a call straight away. 864-644-1900. 864-644-1900. They'll answer all your questions. Tell them Mike Gallagher sent you. Call 864-644-1900 or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Thank you.
Mike Gallagher.
Trump can't bring that kind of rally to Florida. He'll lose votes, because the same people that voted for him voted for DeSantis. And those kind of rallies, nobody will show up. Very few will show up if he tries to bring that kind of crap to Florida. Nobody wants that.
Mike, I agree with you. Ron DeSantis needs to go ahead, sit this one out, endorse Trump.
Well, we'll see. We're going to see how it all plays out. I want to get a bunch of phone calls on this. Getting some email. Interesting email feedback. Here's Judy wants me. Interesting how when people say, I should let it go, we shouldn't talk about this at all. This is all everybody's talking about. I love it when people put their head in the sand. Stan sent an email. I'm not going to listen to you talk. What are you talking about? Put your big boy pants on and let's deal with a very difficult issue. And this is a difficult issue. This is challenging. We got to get this right. We got to win in 2024. And frankly, if you doubt what President Trump accomplished in the 4 years of his presidency, don't forget the MyPillow text line. We'll send you back the list of Trump accomplishments. Some people need a reminder. Send the keyword Trump to 800-655-MIKE. Just text Trump to 800-655-6453 or more Trump. That's the revised version. And be reminded of all that he accomplished in his 4 years. Maybe 2024 is going to be his turn again, and Ron DeSantis sits it out. Or DeSantis, you know, is all in for Trump. Maybe they team up. As Trump put it in Waco, he's all about loyalty. Now, here's some breaking news. Axios just did a poll. National polling has shown Trump takes a significant lead over DeSantis, but new surveys conducted by Public Opinion Strategies shows DeSantis is outperforming Trump in the early states of New Hampshire and Iowa. That's where voters pay closer attention. The polls found that DeSantis leads Trump by 8 points in Iowa, 45% to 37%, and he's tied with Trump in New Hampshire. A lot of text messages on the MyPillow text line from Farmington, Missouri. Mike, they both need to stop the nonsense with each other. We will have 4 more years of Biden otherwise. From South Carolina, from the upstate, Trump could win the nomination but not a national election. Also from South Carolina, JP writes, Trump is insulting our intelligence on the DeSantis front. His punches are not landing. People are getting tired of his shtick. We have a chance to nominate a better version of Trump. And finally, a text from Delaware, this is why Trump is going to lose voters. He's all about himself. I am disgusted. For him to say these things about DeSantis is bad. Let's start with Diane in Pittsburgh. Diane, welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show. How are you today?
Good. I agree with everything you said, Mike, in your initial monologue there, and I agree with everything, most everything, what your email people are saying. I think this is just tearing the Republicans apart at a time when we absolutely need to be together.
Gotcha. Appreciate it. 800-655-MIKE, Walter in Philadelphia. Hi, Walter. What do you think?
I disagree completely.
All right, tell me why. Good. I'm glad. I want to get another point of view here. Join me. Go ahead.
I don't think DeSantis or Trump are the direction to be going, and I don't see them as a pair in any way, shape, or form.
Who do you like?
Nikki Haley.
Nikki Haley.
I want to go in an entirely different direction. Mm-hmm. I want to drop this old, angry, old people party direction we're trying to push here.
All right, let's see what others think. Walter thinks Nikki Haley is the future of the GOP in 2024. One open line, 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. Mario in Tampa. Hi, Mario, how are you?
Hey, God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
They will work together as Ted Cruz. What do we see from Ted Cruz and Trump? I see them working together. I think this is all optics. You don't show nobody your hand. It's a big game of chess, and Trump, he has everything where he wants.
Very smart point. I mean, look at Ted Cruz. He was brutal on Ted Cruz, and now, Ted Cruz became very much enamored with the Trump presidency because of the results. He put the country ahead of his personal feelings. Larry in Pittsburgh. Larry, what do you think?
I agree with you guys. I really do. I think that if Trump and DeSantis team up, they can't be beat. But I think that Trump's going to tear it apart if he doesn't get smart and both of them tuck their egos under their hats and look what's best for this country.
All right, let's see what others think. We'll take you back to Waco. And I also want to brag on this audience for a little bit here because, wow, you came through like you always do. Stick around. More of this springtime Monday episode of the Mike Gallagher Show coming up. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You've helped MyPillow become one of the most extraordinary success stories in America today. Well, now Mike Lindell wants to give back exclusively to you, a Mike Gallagher listener. The Percale and Giza Dream bed sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're on sale now for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code MikeG. Order today because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream Sheets are breathable. They have a cool, crisp feel made from the finest cotton on earth. Comes with a 10-year warranty, a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this amazing offer. There's a limited supply, so be sure to order today. Get them while they're hot. Call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Use the promo code MikeG or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Or go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Special Square. Click on that box. And with anything you order, be sure to enter the promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034 like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
I don't think an indictment can actually come forward now. The main witness is going to be a perjuring liar on the witness stand. If he uses Cohn as a witness, he could actually lose his bar license.
And in the short run, it's going to help Donald Trump. It's going to cause people to rally around him.
You cannot question his belief that we are in a dark chapter of American history, and he is under constant attack.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
There's a lot of longtime Fox News Channel viewers who insist that Fox News has turned completely against Donald Trump, almost as if to confirm that. Brian Kilmeade, who's one of the stars of Fox and Friends, called President Trump insane for his comments in Waco, Texas, Saturday night. According to Mediaite, Kilmeade did not hold back in his criticism of Donald Trump this morning. Kilmeade said, I think for President Trump to spend 80% of his time complaining about court cases instead of just looking at his own record and what he would have done. He talked about the rally and he said it, in the United States former president opened up with the January 6th video, adding, which is insane. He should be running from that, period, Brian Kilmeade said. I don't care about his point of view. This is not a good thing for him. I thought that was absolutely awful. Even though he was winning in the polls, that will not help. Which, you know, again, confirms, I think he's got about 9 shows now over there on Fox News. He's clearly part of the Fox News Channel DNA. And it sounds like Fox News has turned on President Trump. Did Fox News carry his rally in Waco? If not, why not? Because if they didn't, and I don't believe they did, I think Newsmax carried it, but I don't believe Fox News, certainly none of the other networks carried it. And it's a huge story because it was really the first official campaign rally for President Trump's 2024 effort. And if Fox News didn't carry it, as I suspect they did not, and for one of their stars, Brian Kilmeade, to go scorched earth on Trump the way he did, I mean, clearly Fox News is pulling for somebody else. I mean, Kilmeade is also somebody who once, you know, blamed Trump for January 6th, as I understand it. But it's not just, these guys don't do these, take these positions in a vacuum. Believe me, I know enough about how TV networks work and how cable news works. This is all calculated. And it's a big deal. It's a big deal. I don't have anything personal against Brian Kilmeade. He's a nice guy. He just hates Trump, evidently. If Brian Kilmeade thinks Trump should ignore the very real possibility that he's about to get arrested over this, you know, non-disclosure agreement payment that he supposedly made to Stormy Daniels, you think he's going to look the other way from that? In fact, when he brought it up in Waco, it got one of the biggest responses of the whole rally. Here is what he said.
People see it's and they go and they say, it's unfair. This is really prosecutorial misconduct. That's what it's called. The innocence of people makes no difference whatsoever to these radical left maniacs. Prosecutorial misconduct is their new tool, and they are willing to use it at levels never seen before.
Right. And for people like Brian Kilmeade to try to avert their eyes or look the other way or ignore it, it's maddening. It's infuriating. It's crazy to see otherwise smart people stupidly ignore the corruption of our government and what we're witnessing on all levels of government. Trump addressed that as well in Waco.
But as far as the eye can see, the abuses of power that we're currently witnessing at all levels of government will go down as among the most shameful, corrupt, and depraved chapters in all of American history. It's happening right before your eyes. But we're going to end up winning. The Biden regime's weaponization of law enforcement against their political opponent is something straight out of the Stalinist Russian horror show. And, you know, we go Stalinist Russia. That's what it was. This was where it seems to have begun from the standpoint of us watching it in semi-modern day history. You go back to communist China or look at a third world banana republic. That's what we've become. Between our borders, our elections, and the weaponization of law enforcement, banana republic, that's what we have become. Let there be no doubt the injustice is being done, not only to me, but to dozens across our country will not stand, and we're not going to stand for it. When this election is over, I will be the President of the United States. You will be vindicated and proud, and the thugs and criminals who are corrupting our justice system will be defeated, discredited, and totally disgraced. That's what's happening. That's what's happening. From the beginning, it's been one witch hunt and phony investigation after another. And, you know, because of it, our country never talks about greatness anymore.
How can Brian Kilmeade reject that message? How could any American not hear that and be grateful that he's willing to tackle this the way he is? Here was Devin Nunes. Devin Nunes, the former congressman who's now the Trump Media and Technology Group CEO. He's behind Truth Social. He was on with all people, Brian Kilmeade. You know, because Brian is ubiquitous over there on Fox News. So he's sitting down with, I guess, a Trump-hating Brian Kilmeade, explaining to Brian, slowly, I hope, why Trump is saying the things he's saying.
The president really believes this country is in big trouble. And, of course, he's taking the brunt of these attacks. And so, look, does the president always use the best words? Look, for some of America, they think that he's not tough enough. For other people in America, they don't like his choice of words. But you cannot question his belief that we are in a dark chapter of American history, and he is under constant attack, and he was never allowed to govern as president, and now when he's not even president, they're still attacking him with our own justice system. And so he's passionate about what he believes in. I mean, he was very clear about it the other night. He thinks what's happening in New York is absolutely corrupt, and I don't see how it's not corrupt. And, I mean, look, the Democrats are fighting with themselves because they don't want to see this prosecutor in New York do this, because I think they believe it's going to help President Trump, actually, similar to the raid at Mar-a-Lago.
Isn't he right? Do you agree with him? Do you agree with Trump? Or do you agree with Brian Kilmeade of Fox News? 800-655-MIKE. Welcome in. It's Monday. We are in spring. It's Monday, March the 27th, 2023. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios, fresh off my visit to the Relief Factor headquarters in Seattle. This past weekend, I had a great visit with the whole team there. Thanks to everybody at Salem, Seattle for bringing off the broadcast so well. It went off without a hitch. Great to be back in the home base, though, after a nice good night's sleep, and we're ready to rock and roll. Let's dive in together. I mean, I'm curious. Whose side of this are you on? Isn't Trump spot on when he talks about the abuse of power we're witnessing at all levels of the government? Isn't Devin Nunes right when he says you cannot dispute that we are witnessing a very dark chapter of American history? Isn't Trump right when he says that this is corruption and fraud and it must be stopped and I'm going to win? Whose side of this are you on? I want to find out. Let me pick your brain together here on the Mike Gallagher Show. 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. I was right. Fox News didn't carry Trump's rally in Waco because, you know, seeing Arthel Neville on the weekends is way more important than a Trump rally, than a news-making event like Trump's first major campaign stop. Yeah, we want to see, you know, Arthel or whoever on the weekends of Fox News. It's let me tell you something, it's deliberate, and Trump has got a lot of powerful institutions turning on him. Turning against him. We've been there before. Can he rise above and do it again? 800-655-MIKE.
Watch the Mike Gallagher Show anywhere, anytime on the Salem News Channel app. Download it on your favorite device today and take Mike wherever you go. Stream anywhere on any device. The Mike Gallagher Show on TV, right in your pocket.
Bridget for Tampa, Florida. I think these people need to have a sense of humor about Stantz's comment about the porn star payoff. I mean, my goodness. Make a joke, people. Another thing, he has never come out and said that he does not support Trump's policies or anything like that. So I don't know why people are getting so upset about Ron DeSantis and Trump.
Well, the other fascinating thing is we don't even know that DeSantis is going to run. Everybody has all these declarations. People crack me up. I know that Trump can't win with his personality. I know that DeSantis is going to win if he runs. Well, you don't even know he's going to run. He may not. He may say, you know what? I'm 44 years old. Again, he's got a long lifespan. Guy's got a lot of life ahead of him. Let's get your take on all of it. I will say that it was observed in Waco that when Trump was going after DeSantis, the raucous crowd didn't cheer quite so loudly. They were a little subdued. And that's easy to understand why. None of us like this. We don't like DeSantis going after Trump, and we don't like Trump going after DeSantis. Because we like them both. A lot. Kevin's in Pittsburgh. Hey, Kevin, welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show. How you doing?
Okay.
Kevin, you there? All right, let's try Craig in Louisville. Hi, Craig, how are you?
Hey, good, Mike. How about you?
I'm good, sir. Appreciate the call. Happy Monday.
Yeah, same to you. You know, I agree with you. Something inside of me just says Trump and DeSantis going at each other is just not going to be good for the country. I don't know what the solution is because I don't believe, honestly, if the Republicans don't win this upcoming election, that it's going to be quite a while before there's another opportunity for a Republican to win.
I don't even like to think about it. I don't even like to think about how long it'll take, Craig. It may take, we may not see it in our lifetime, you know?
I agree. And I believe that DeSantis is the future of the Republican Party mm-hmm. and of conservatism mm-hmm. because he is such a great speaker and holds those ideals and principles, Trump can win it.
Sorry to interrupt you. He's been an amazing governor. He's been an incredible, incredible governor. Let's see what others think, Craig. I appreciate your comments. One open line, 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. Cindy's in Paducah, hey. Kentucky. Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. My comment was just a quick comment. You know, there's one party, I mean, you can say the Democratic Party. Everybody in the Democrat doesn't do this. But there's a standard way of doing things that you'll get attacked. And either if you don't fight back, you're considered a wuss and weak.
Right.
And if you do fight back, then you're considered crazy and irrational and narcissistic. You right. know, yep. it's what?
I know. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Well, this is her husband, Richard.
Hi, Richard. We got two for one today. I like this. Cindy and Richard in the car. All right. Good.
Yeah, well, we know this for sure.
Yes, sir.
If you punch Trump, he's punching back.
You better believe it.
And I don't see it. That's what this country is about.
I remember 7 years ago talking about, you know, the adage about running somebody over with the bus? With Trump,
yeah.
He runs over him with the bus, and then he backs up to make sure he finished the job the first time.
And one more thing, sir. I think he showed extreme control over this last election, because that's a whole nother thing. More people voting than are registered to vote.
You better believe it. Hey, Richard and Cindy, I like you both. I love it. Two calls for the price of one. Join us again sometime. 800-655-MIKE. Juanita, all the way in beautiful Honolulu. Aloha. How are you, Juanita?
Hi, Mike.
How's it going?
I believe DeSantis should not run for office. Trump has a proven record. DeSantis is biting off more than he can chew.
Gotcha. Thanks, Juanita. Appreciate you joining us. Nicholas in Illinois. Hi, Nicholas. How are you doing today?
Hey, how is it going, Mike?
It's going good. Appreciate your call.
My comment is this. What can you say to someone like me who no longer has confidence in the political left or political right, the New World Order, mm-hmm. and what is that?
Well, I understand it completely. I mean, there's only one. There's one real solution, though. I mean,
and I'm not talking deep state. I'm talking a global council.
Yep. No, I know the globalist
New World Order.
Globalism is real. You know, you got a whole lot of people. Look at, for example, Nicholas. And this is to your point. Now AOC and other prominent leftists are defending China and TikTok. Now let that sink in. What do you think that's all about?
Now, listen, I'm coming from a different perspective than you because I'm off of the left to right political wagon.
Right, I got it.
I did vote Trump twice.
Yep.
He got my vote twice, but I was voting for the lesser of two evils, my friend.
I understand that.
Voting for the lesser.
You have to vote because that's the only hope you got, the only chance we've got. And if you want to consider a vote for a Republican, the lesser of two evils, because of concerns about globalism, again, while I understand that, ultimately, it's that you have the keys to the kingdom in your hand. And we have a wide range of candidates from all spectrums who are running for office. It's up to you to get the right one in office. Hang in there, Nicholas. Don't lose faith. What about this TikTok ban controversy? Let's tackle that and a whole lot more coming up. Also, the Daily M&M Experience with Mark Davis. It's all ahead.
He's still got it at 87. He's wonderful.
Are you ready for this? All right. I whipped out the phone because they didn't prohibit videotaping, which stunned me. I mean, typically at a concert or a show, they did say no flash photography.
Right.
So I pulled out the camera. Now, that you just played the 1957 version.
Yeah.
Let me play for you the 2023 version. Here it is. Johnny Mathis, Saturday night. On stage, I'm in the back of the auditorium in one of the crappiest seats I've ever bought because I didn't get them fast enough. I mean, this place was sold out. And I was clearly the youngest person in the entire auditorium.
I was going to say, how many people were there that record came out?
I feel so youthful today, Mark. I feel young and vibrant. And here's Johnny. Saturday night, he's 87 years old.
It could be tense because, listen, there are some people 10, 15 years younger than him still touring who don't exactly still have it anymore, and these are some demanding songs. Go.
Oh, we got a president who's younger than him, and he still doesn't have it. Right. Here's Johnny Mathis Saturday night in Clearwater. Can you imagine, Mark, 87 years old? How cool is that?
Just remarkable.
Yeah,
it was. And he looked great, too, and looked energetic and wonderful.
He looks fantastic.
So was this a spur-of-the-moment impulse buy for you?
Yeah, last minute. I mean, I went and saw that Carpenters tribute band, and then I saw an ad for Johnny Mathis is coming the following week. I thought, I'm going to Seattle. That was my weekend. I went to Seattle Friday, visited with our friends at Relief Factor, which is really cool to see the factory and the manufacturing facility and how they package up all those familiar green and red backed batches of Relief Factor. Then I get back from Seattle, a trip from hell too, because it ain't easy to get from Tampa to Seattle and back again within 2 days,
which is so crazy. It's a major American city in the Pacific Northwest and a major American city on the Gulf Coast of Florida. There ought to be just nonstops. It ought to be just get on the plane.
Yeah,
put up your feet, sleep for 4 hours, and you're there. I don't know how that's
7-8 hours, but we did it. We're there, and we had a great time, and we came back, and I got to see Johnny Mathis. And then on the plane, Mr. Pop Culture Boy, and you love documentaries, and I always like to talk briefly before we get down to the headlines here. Tell me you've seen the David Foster documentary. Have we talked about this before?
I don't believe you have. Is the writer, producer, is he the guy currently married to Catherine McPhee of American Idol fame?
And the fact that you said, is he the guy, is exactly my takeaway until I saw it and realized this is one of the most prolific producers in the history of music.
Yep.
This guy has been with them all the greats, Streisand. I mean, you go through the list of who he's been with, Whitney Houston, Celine Dion, and he has written all these huge hits. But he's a guy you don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy that you don't, because he's not really a household name. He should be. And you mentioned he's married to Catherine McPhee, who's about, I think, 30 years his junior.
That's an abduction. But okay,
she's about his ninth wife, I think. Yeah, I mean, he loves him and leaves him. He's got kids all over the place. Not exactly Mother Teresa when it comes to his personal life. But what a fascinating story he has. Mark, promise me you and Lisa will watch this documentary.
Absolutely will. All in.
It's been out for a year or two. David Foster, I think it's called Sound of My Life or something. But it's a documentary, and listen, he's kind of a jerk, and he sort of admits it. Like, he's real impatient, and he's large and in charge. But wow, what a body of work! And then finally, my last pop culture reference. I'm all is right with my world. I'm feeling youthful next to Johnny Mathis. Mm-hmm. My birthday's coming up in a couple weeks. 63 mm-hmm. doesn't seem so bad all of a sudden, and Succession is back on HBO Max. All is well with my world.
I didn't. Did the first episode? Now, is this
last
episode?
Night.
Okay, so I'm totally back on board. Love it, love it, love it, love
oh,
it.
And last night's is it premiere?
Have we got to wait every week, or do they dump the whole season?
Every week, I think. It was just episode one, season four. This is the finale season. And that family, and of course, it's clearly based on the Murdoch family. I mean, he's Rupert Murdoch, the great, not Brian Cox. Is it Brian Cox?
Yes. Who plays Logan. Mm-hmm.
Logan Roy. Who's based on Rupert Murdoch, and it's like Fox News, but it's really not. It's All America News or something. And the warring family, and you know, with all the crap that's come out with the drama behind the scenes at Fox, it's even more relevant than ever. It is brilliant, and it's darkly,
it's wonderful,
it's funny, and it's dark, and it's going to be a heck of a ride this year. So anyway,
can't wait.
All right, let's talk Waco, because there was a moment I was listening to you this morning and listening to your takeaways, and you're so right. I mean, we're a year away. Who knows? New polls come out that show that DeSantis beats or edges Trump in New Hampshire and Iowa and some of the primary states. We don't know about polling yet.
No.
It's not an even playing field. It'll be an even playing field when DeSantis announces. That's when it's an even playing field, Mark. Until he announces, it's all speculative because people don't know if he's even going to run.
Here's a story. I'll add another layer. It'll be an even, if it's ever even, a kind of a sensible playing field when DeSantis announces and when we get our first 2 or 3 months of what it looks like for him to actually campaign. Then we'll have our first inkling of what it might kind of look like of these guys versus each other. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, that's exactly right. You're so right. I mean, that's when it'll start. We'll start to see some clarity. The Gateway Pundit over the weekend cited a report from NBC that some of DeSantis' top donors are urging him to sit this one out. Now,
what a load of garbage that story is. A bunch of donor class dweebs sitting around the donor class is famously out of touch with the electorate. That's just total.
Well, nonsense. Count me in. I kind of wish he'd sit this one out. I really do. You know, there's just an interesting thing that happens with the more agitated and bombastic Trump gets, the higher he goes in the polls. And it's peculiar because the mainstream media characterizes Trump as this wildly unhinged, out of control, violent, advocating nutcase. Mm-hmm. And yet a funny thing keeps happening. The American people seem to keep saying he's who we want. And it's the strangest thing. I talked to you often about my friendship with Pete Wehner, who was in the Bush administration, the Reagan administration. He's a very prominent never-Trumper, can't stand the guy.
Yep.
The never-Trumpers can't figure this out either. It's like they acknowledge it's happening. Mm-hmm. They feel powerless to do anything about it. I mean, all these PACs, the Lincoln Project, now the Lincoln Project's going after DeSantis. I would think Lincoln Project would like DeSantis.
Because DeSantis might upend Trump. But that's the thing. But here's why. Because the Lincoln Project doesn't just hate Trump. They hate conservatives. That's the reason all the never-Trumpers hate Trump is he was too conservative. His results were too boldly conservative. So if DeSantis is Trump policies in a more disciplined package, they're really going to come after him.
Well, if you believe polls, and they don't seem to be, aberrations, they all seem consistent. Trump's lead has widened over DeSantis the more bombastic he has gotten. So let's go to Saturday.
And with the Waco. Persecution, and with the I think the Alvin Bragg chapter, the prosecution persecution has helped Trump as well. Like
perhaps,
in the last few weeks.
Perhaps, but let's look at Saturday in Waco. Mm-hmm. The crowd, as you said, thousands. You said 15,000. Now again,
more.
The Trump haters said two.
Yeah.
How many people were there?
I have no idea.
I mean, well,
it was a lot.
You sounded very authoritative that it was 15. Now you don't know.
It's what like local cops said at one point, or it's what a couple of reporters said.
Isn't that interesting? Why don't we ever get a crowd?
What happened to the science of crowd estimation?
Thank you.
It used to be kind of a science, exactly.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. And I saw stuff on social media mocking the crowd. It looked pretty big to me.
Yeah, from the video. But there's no, you can't make an excuse for taking out a camera phone and panning 180 degrees from left to right across the entire crowd. It was
right.
More than two. I don't know if it was 15.
I saw one shot that was like overhead, but who knows anymore with AI and digital and all this
and
crap.
What time was that taken and blah, blah,
exactly.
Blah.
It might have been out. But here's what I do know is that the typically raucous crowd did not really respond very well or give Trump much love when he went after DeSantis.
Yep.
They got the way it was described, again, and I'm a little bit cynical about the way it was described. You can't always trust the media accounting of stuff like this. Eerily quiet when he would go after DeSantis. And I think it's probably true. You know why? Because nobody likes this. None of us like him going after DeSantis or DeSantis going after Trump. We love them both.
At the Trump rally, you know what? 90% of them would tell you that DeSantis is great, too. Now, they're there for Trump because they want him to be president, and they want him to be president now. But it's not because they think DeSantis is a bum, which is why some of this Trump world criticism of DeSantis, he's a globalist rhino. Jeb and Paul Ryan love him. God, what's the matter with you people? The best argument that Trump world can use against DeSantis is nice guy, good governor, his time will come, but it's not now. Right
not
now we need
time.
The guy we need the guy who has done it already. You saw it happen. He did it once, he can do it again. No variables, no suspense. That's their best argument. But instead, from Don Jr. to some other folks I could name, it's like, oh, DeSantis is this globalist rhino. Nobody believes that who doesn't have a personal grudge or a dog in the fight. So
and you realize without even realizing you did it, you embraced my position that DeSantis would be wise to sit this one out.
Which I don't believe. Well, I didn't embrace it. I gave voice. I don't believe that at all. I cherish the choice. And I know it. Well, maybe cherish is a weird word because I'm also tense. It's
going
to be awkward. And I know. And it led you a few minutes ago. And I'm going to try to break you of saying this. He said, I wish DeSantis wouldn't run. Here's why he has to, because I don't know right now. Do you know, hand to God, know it like you know your own name, that Trump is our best chance of beating Biden? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to have for dinner tonight. I don't have any idea. I can't look into a crystal ball, but I'll tell you what. What I do know, when people see that list of Trump accomplishments, and I've had thousands of people ask for that, if you text the keyword Trump, or then you want to 1-800-655-MIKE, or text the keywords more Trump, because that's a revised list, to 800-655-MIKE, we send back the list of accomplishments, and people email me back, and they say, Mike, holy cow, I forgot.
Exactly.
I mean, what this guy did in 4 years, we need again. We need a return to that. We need to go back to the basics here. We got to go back to the Constitution. We got to go back to sovereignty. We got to go back to respect for military. We got to go back to being respected on the world stage. All of that has fallen apart under Joe Biden. And but it's been amazing to see people have to be reminded of that. So I would tell you right now, my heart tells me that Trump is who we need and who has the best chance of beating Biden. Listen, Ron DeSantis is not proven on the national stage.
Correct.
And he's let's face it, he's still a little, dare I say it, green. I mean, and so let's have him sit this one out. 2028 can be his year. Let Trump have it. I hate this.
And I know you, I know you hate it.
Well, let's analyze this. I want to analyze you for a minute.
Here,
let me analyze
seconds.
You. Why do you cherish the choice?
Because I want it. Because I want.
Why?
I want millions. Because I want to see what Trump brings. I want to see if I know.
Well,
you know what
Trump brings.
Okay, good point. In that case, I want to see what DeSantis brings. Because that's the X factor. That's the unknown. And so So, and if DeSantis looks like, you know, AAA ball, like, hey, maybe down the road, but I'm not going to sit here and say that right now. I want millions of Republican voters to have the choice of either Trump or DeSantis, and I want them to have it now.
But aren't you concerned that DeSantis could get damaged in this grueling primary season of 2024 and then be disqualified for 2028?
Oh, in a country with memories, like a gnat?
Have you forgotten Jeb Bush? Have you forgotten
Jeb? That was Jeb's fault. That was Jeb Bush. Jeb was ripe for the bludgeoning.
But that was
he
Trump.
Deserved it.
That was Trump who absolutely bludgeoned him. Trump is going to bludgeon DeSantis.
Did Trump bludgeon Ted Cruz? Did he leave Ted Cruz damaged? No, because Ted Cruz is a strong, reliable conservative. Jeb Bush is a weasel.
That's true.
Jeb Bush is a squish. So Trump reveals what you are in a lot of ways. I'm not worried about that at all. Trump may smoke DeSantis and dominate him, but I want voters to have the choice.
I'm like the crowd in Waco. I'm silent on the DeSantis attacks, and I'm eerily quiet because I don't cherish it at all. I dread it. I hate it.
Yep,
I think a lot of Republicans hate it as well, and it turns people off. We don't need to turn people off right now because we want to sit here on the sidelines and eat our popcorn I want a choice. I want a choice.
But you might be buying into a little bit of leftist media logic there. What turns people off? It'll be awkward. It'll be uncomfortable. But I also think it might be necessary. It is something that the Republican Party
like
in 2024 needs. Or just a trial by fire. Just to say, one of these guys is going to be the nominee. Let's see which one.
DeSantis is going to have a trial by fire. No doubt about that. Yes. Get ready.
Who's going to get burned?
That's the big question. All right. Happy Monday, right. Chances
happy Monday.
Because I'm wearing a silly grin.
Johnny's got it still over us, and he's 147 years old. It is Mike Gallagher, and he is there for you.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.